This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's the All-Star game. We are in the midst of the All-Star break. Orioles back in action on Friday in Tampa. BBT will be the boarding in the bone, which is always one of our favorites. And joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's the man himself, Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So you're as optimistic a guy as I know when it concerns the Orioles. Where is your level of optimism for this team as we've hit the All-Star break?
Oh, well, Ken, I'll tell you what. Thanks for having me on the show this afternoon. You know, I started feeling better up until that Miami series, and I think that's just the name of the first half, right? We feel good for a day. We feel terrible for 2 days. We feel good for 2 days. We feel terrible for 1 day. And that's just the truth of it all. It's been a rough first half for the Orioles. The healthier they got, I think the better we felt. But the reality is there just isn't enough pitching. There are guys that are stepping up right now, that's for sure. Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer, Charlie Morton. But there just isn't enough there. And do you think Morton's going to last the rest of the season? Sagano's going to last the rest of the season? It's going to be tough. It's just risky. Their age. Sagano's already showing fatigue. And health is always a question for everybody that throws a baseball now. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned, and I expect them to make some moves in the next couple weeks.
Well, big, big bright spot for the Orioles as we get into the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule is Trevor Rogers, where five of his six starts have been really, really good. Saturday against his former team, 6 2/3, one earned run. I heard he was on the Be More Baseball podcast recently, Mike Bordick.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What was it like talking to Trevor Rogers?
No, it was great. Yeah, we had him on last week, and he fits in the mold of almost every Oriole young player that we talk to. Just a really good guy that cares about his team, making himself better. This is a talented kid that has been through a lot in his life, you know, the past few seasons dealing with injury and other things, he's really been challenged, you know, to the mental game. And to be honest, that's what we talked about a lot. And I think this kid is on it, man. And you know, we've talked about this too, Tim. At the major league level, everybody's pretty similar, really. I mean, there are a couple guys that kind of stand out, I guess, a little bit as far as athletic ability. But it's the mental toughness, the mental consistency that's the separator about execution, about the ability to throw things away right away and move on to the next pitch or the next, you know, plate appearance as a hitter or the next ground ball, that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, Rogers is at the age now where I think he's starting to figure some things out, or at least has a better self-awareness, and which is very encouraging because whatever he has found here recently with the Orioles is a huge bonus, man, because I don't know. It makes me personally look at things a little bit differently because he was such a question mark. Are you kidding me? We get him last year. We got to send him to AAA. Then he gets hurt. I mean, wow. So the future was up in the air, but he definitely, what he's done here and over his last month and a half has been impressive. And it should be very encouraging, I think, for all Oriole fans, at least another arm and a lefty at that in the Oriole rotation.
Forty, you played for several different organizations in your career, and so you could speak to this in ways that most people could not. Austin Hayes came back here, seemed to take a lot of satisfaction in being a part of the Easter Day Massacre. What was that, 22-1? Austin Wins had the greatest game of his career and ain't even close when he came back and faced these guys. Hoffman was never even technically an Oriole.
No.
He was only here. They only had an agreement in principle. He's crotch chopping him on the mound. He had his. He looked like Nolan Ryan against these guys. He's been a mook against the rest of the league. Mook. And then Stowers does that on Sunday. Am I a conspiracy theorist, or are some of these guys getting off on shoving it up Michael Elias' backside?
Listen, that's funny. I love it. And it is ironic that I guess it's happened that way. But to be honest with you, you can go back through Oriole history and probably a lot of other teams' histories and see that, oh my gosh, the guy you moved and the player you got in return, what has happened? And I know that's true. In Oriole history, because there's a long list, right? Steve Finley, Kurt Schilling, Kevin Brown. I mean, there are a lot of names there that we could talk about. But anyway, it is kind of funny. And, wow, good for Stowers, too, right? And good for all those guys, because I think as fans, we all like them. We appreciated the effort they put in. They cared about the community. And I'm glad they showed the Oriole fans what they're capable of.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're all playing in the big leagues. And at least one thing about Stowers, and I think from an organizational standpoint, listen, Michael Elias drafted this kid, and it was hard for everybody. We all wanted him to have more playing opportunity to kind of show himself, and thank goodness he did. And so right now, looking at the trade, I think it's a wash, to be honest with you, especially the way Rogers has stepped up. You know, Stowers going to the All-Star game, but man, oh man, the Orioles need Rogers, I think, more than they need Stowers.
We're talking with Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordick, a few minutes ago you brought up Charlie Morton, which leads Ken Rosenthal just put out a tweet saying that Charlie Morton makes sense for the Red Sox in a trade. And the reason I bring that up is, do you think Charlie Morton's still here on August 1st?
I don't. But, man, oh, man, it would just make me sick if we keep giving teams in our division our players, because I don't think Charlie Morton's going to get a lot in return. I mean, I guess – all pitching might get a little extra something, but it's tough to see him, you know, go to these teams in our own division. I thought that was illegal until it's all sudden recently started happening. But the Red Sox have all sudden become a team. Are you kidding? It's unbelievable how this East has flip-flopped and flopped around. And the only team that really hasn't been able to find its footing and go on any kind of run to even think of optimism is the Orioles, unfortunately. And I mean, Morton could, I expect every guy on this Orioles team will be looked at, except for a couple of the young studs that we all know about, but especially the arms, because that's what teams need right now. What worries me is, what if we trade some of our pitchers, what the heck are we going to do about pitching? That's what I worry about.
Bordy, yesterday we went through and graded all the regulars offensively. How would you grade this offense as a whole as we're in the All-Star break?
Oh, my goodness. I got to give it a C because of just how bad they started. Maybe even a C-. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking not just with at-bats. I'm talking about base running's part of offense, too, you know, so I didn't think they were very good at base running. I still think they're very average right now at base running. There are a lot of young mistakes being made, right? Young mistakes that have supposed to have been, you know, taken care of in the minor leagues. I think, you know, we've talked before about Jackson Holliday still trying to learn how to steal bases. The kid's got good speed, but it's just the timing and an understanding of what pitchers are doing and good pitches to go on and getting better jumps by getting his feet moving. And we've seen young mistakes. Just Westberg the other day making the first out at third base. I mean, it's those kind of things that pop up and you think, oh, well, it's a young team. But if you're a championship team, you know, those mistakes have to be less frequent. And unfortunately, that kind of stuff has happened. I know the RBI, I think everybody's really had some down offensive years except for, you know, maybe Laureano and O'Hearn. So, yeah, it's been a struggle, and you'd love for the second half for these guys to all find collectively more consistency. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Holiday holds up the second half of the season and, you know, some of the other young hitters. Let's hope, you know, Adley comes back and he, I, you know, before he got hurt, was swinging the bat better, and hopefully he can get back on a roll too.
I know we asked you about this a week ago, but it just seems even more striking now after Stowers, right, who never really got a chance here, does what he does. And then you've got the skipper talking about, well, don't you guys think we need more at-bats for Ramon? And Ramon's got a 279 on base and a 650 OPS. And he's talking about his boy T.O., who's got 18 hits for $18 million. And that's why Kobe Mayo can't see the light of day. Bordy, make it make sense, brother.
Yeah, this is a tough one, man. I mean, I feel bad for some of these guys that, you know, have worked their butts off through the minor leagues and endured and you know, finally get here and don't get the opportunities to kind of show themselves, good or bad, right? I think Erstedt, he got an extended opportunity.
Yep.
And it didn't go too well. Well, and maybe they're worried about that with Mayo. Maybe they're worried he'll get exposed a little bit. I don't know where. I guess the concern is, you know, offensively, because they're trying to put him in spots to be a little bit more successful. I still think there might be a little concern with his – he's got a little hitch, you know, kind of a natural rhythm there that he's yet to kind of master. And maybe when he does, they'll play him a little bit more regularly. But it always comes down to me, I think, reasons why young players don't hit is just their defense isn't quite up to par. And I know Mayo's had that knock, but I just don't think we've seen enough of good or bad of Mayo at first base. And I would love to see him out there, you know, every day.
Bordy, before I let you go, what's going on with the podcast?
Well. We got this week off. Well, we don't have it off, but Trevor Rogers is on this week because of the All-Star break. And, you know, good things, man. We've had some great guests here recently. We love talking, you know, about baseball and just general stuff that happened in the game. And, of course, Jerry Coleman keeps everybody on their toes. So yes. A lot of great stuff. Stay tuned because, you know, every week we got a new guest and new fun stuff to talk about.
Mike Bordick, you will be part of Baltimore baseball tonight on Friday as Bordy and the Bone. Orioles back in action against the Rays. Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Coming up next, T-Bone time, TMI, TIM, what you got?
5 o'clock. That's the time when we induct the fourth Inside Access Hall of Fame class. Now, we've all already texted Ben our six. But I figure maybe we can get into...
I wrote mine down so it could be documented for posterity.
I think we should give out some of our processes, you know, maybe how difficult it was because there's a lot of qualified candidates and we'll get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
This is a big day. This is a big day in the history of Inside Access, because at 5 o'clock we are going to induct our fourth class. And for people that maybe don't remember the first three classes, well, don't worry, I got you. Lucy Burge, Bobby DePaul, Mark Viviano, that was our first class.
Legends.
Phil Sims, Jimmy Patsos, Jonas Schaefer, second class. And then the most recent, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Brian Baldinger, Tim Murray. So we do this twice a year.
Yes.
We do it during the All-Star break and then after the Super Bowl before spring training.
Yes.
A little bit of the downtime. Now, for me,
it's been a heavy football bent to our first three classes. Now, when you think about them in their totality.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a heavy football bent.
We only have one Orioles guest, and that's Jacob.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
I mean, if Viv is everything.
If Viv is everything. That's true. That's
Burge true. Is nonsense.
Uh-huh. Burge is nonsense. But for me, because we were going to do a segment last week, Ken, kind of previewing, and I wrote out a bunch of names. Jason, you saw the list yesterday.
Bone puts in the work.
Yes, he does. It's not a Friday.
I put in a lot of thought because I take this assignment very seriously.
There's only one way to take it.
It's
a life-changing day for three people. Yes.
For my criterion, and you guys have your own, I weigh appearances. I weigh appearances and going above and beyond for the show. You did not have Jacob Calvin-Meyer on your list last February when we did this.
He did not make my top six.
I've
told him that several times.
And something that put him over the top for me. How many times did he come in studio with us during the offseason?
He's great.
He's awesome.
Probably three or four times in studio.
But to your point, there's a lot that goes into this.
Well, how did you weigh it? Appearances are criteria one for
with him?
No, for me.
How you rank this?
First, let me address
the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room from the last class. Yeah. I had pretty good intel that you two
You're
putting him
liar.
In.
You're such a liar.
So it's good show content to have. You don't want to, if all of our lists are simpatico, that's not a great segment.
No, it's not.
You want to be able to argue about over time, how was this guy not in the second class? Why did it take this guy so long? You see it in the NFL, receivers can't get in because there's a backlog.
It's a backlog, yes.
So you're playing checkers and I'm playing chess, bro.
Yes.
So that's what was going on with Jacob Calvin-Meyer.
Is that what happened with Pete Prisco, man? I mean, if he's
I'm burying Prisco.
I'm burying him.
Okay. I'm burying him. Right? So you guys fight for him. I'm burying him. Because I think that's good show content.
Is that in the perpetuity? You're never going to have him in your top
Certainly
three?
Certainly for now.
To introduce him as almost IA Hall of Famer
says he's going to come on WannaBet next week.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen, he will be buried for life.
Wow.
You remember how Coleman used to 86
yeah,
people?
Yeah, banned people.
If Prisco does not come on WannaBet, when I want him to come on WannaBet next week, then he's buried. As for the overall process, number of appearances matter, quality of appearance.
Sure,
ability to just kind of vamp and freelance stay in the lane.
It's going to be a good segment.
There's other personal sort of things that go into it.
Yes.
How quickly they respond to the text and stuff that you send out.
Yeah.
Does it feel like they're doing it because they think they have to do it versus them
they
genuinely enjoying this maybe more so than some other shows they come on.
Being part of the IA family.
Yes.
Think of the nine people that are already, they love coming on with us. They look forward to coming on with us. And
I don't know that Prisco always does. I think sometimes when Prisco doesn't, he does it because he thinks he owes it to me because we're boys and I've done him favors over the years.
Prisco definitely Heisman's me sometimes.
That's what I'm saying.
When I, reach out,
he doesn't
to him,
always say,
you know,
yes.
He'll just say no sometimes.
Yeah, he's
like, right.
All right,
man.
He wants you to have to earn it.
Yeah. You can at least give me a
ring. That's like, not a Hall of Fame mentality. Some say, that, you can't reward like, that by putting the guy in your Hall of Fame.
But, that's kind of part of
who he is. It's his shtick.
And it's very much part of my relationship with him to bury him and fight to keep him out of my Hall of Fame.
Yes. But I mean, like Phil Sims, he'll beg for second segments.
That's why some people are like, Phil doesn't come on that much. We used to get into it with Chuck Bucks. Chuck Bucks was adamantly against it. He did not want Phil Sims.
No, we fought for Phil Sims.
Although I think that's the old Redskin fan, more than anything else.
Absolutely.
But I thought he was going to rig the votes to keep Sims out.
No, Sims demands second. Second
Sims will text me. You haven't texted me to come on your show in like 2 months. What, you don't really care what I have to say anymore?
No.
Sims, that goes a long way.
Yes, absolutely.
But there's still guys that and women that aren't in the Hall of Fame that have been on this show pretty much since day one. Like, this is a hard list to crack.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing is right now, like, Beltway Ben's got history in his pocket, and he seems totally unfazed by it. Like, he's more excited about milk.
He's excited about, what is it, Malmo?
No, he didn't tell me on Malmo, so no. he's not excited about Malmo. Huh. He's probably excited about the women's Euro game tomorrow.
Nice.
You going to get to watch any of that, Beltway Ben? You'll be on the plane? You'll be on the way to Wisconsin for that one?
We should be landing by then.
Okay. These planes now. I mean, I don't fly anymore, but I think you can watch a lot of these.
Well, some of them you can pay extra for streaming. Yes.
Does this mean no PLL Wednesdays?
We did it today. We addressed it today.
Okay. Just wanted to
make
sure.
We both had some strong plays on the PLL that you can check out at
Utah?
YouTube.com/
Any Utah?
Ken's the Utah. Are they the Archers?
That's the Archers.
Wow, look at me. See, I'm hip with the PLL.
Lacrosse is big in Utah.
We like the under in that, man.
Fourth IA Hall of Fame class, 5 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss it. But if you do happen to miss it, we got the Odyssey app, people. Go back. Ben busts his butt every day.
Yes, he does.
Chaptering, doing all these things.
Digital. It's the wave of the future.
To make it as easy as possible.
Nielsen's for losers. Digital. Digital's the wave of the future.
The future.
Screw Nielsen.
Nay. Hey. Well, we like Nielsen, too.
Screw him right. This month, screw Nielsen. Until further notice. That's rigged.
Yeah.
Nielsen's rigged.
Hey, coming up next. Get back to the Orioles, and 2 weeks till the trade deadline, give or take. It's time for some necessary roughness. Well, Mike Elias, is anything ever going to change with the way they do business? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Orioles in the midst of the All-Star break. They're back in action on Friday, and the trade deadline is looming. So with that in mind, and we went over a little bit about some of the sell trades that Michael Elias has been made in the past, and we looked at the draft, and it seems like they have a fetish for the kind of people they draft, and they have blown, frankly, trade deadlines in the past. How is anything going to change with these guys? Can a Leopard change his spots?
Well, I don't think they think they're wrong. I mean, the problem is they pay lip service to these ideas and concepts because they have to, because no matter what their algorithms might suggest, the reality is they've lost 15 more games than they've won since June 20th of last year, since they came home from the Bronx. Well, they didn't come home. They went to Houston from the Bronx. That's a problem. So you have to address the problem. When you fire the manager in before Memorial Day, you have to come out with some rhetoric and PR bullet points that at least make it known that you admit there's a problem. But then it's how you actually address it that will tell how significant of a problem you think it is. That will show, not tell, that will show a course correction. That will show a change, a reversing of course. That will show that, yes, we can pivot from genuflecting at the altar of the almighty calculator all the time. And I have seen nothing but further indications. Like I told you guys, we got into it last trade deadline. And you two said it has to be different. And I said it won't be any different.
It's quantity.
It will be exactly the same. Right. And it will be more, it'll be the least effective of the bunch, because these guys aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And people have a book on them now. And they know how to play them. And they don't have anyone in that front office who's won an in-season trade in their life. They don't have anyone in that front office who, sitting in the seat they're in, has won a playoff game in their life. And now we're a year later, and they're at even more of a crisis point. And so I don't know how anyone take optimistic, pessimistic, what you thought of them before the season, out of it. I don't know anyone who has studied this industry and studied this team and paid any attention to it could think that this group is presently constructed without outside forces pushing them will change a damn thing. So will they dump some guys they have to dump? Yes. Will they have marketed them properly? Can you entrust them that it's the best deal possible? Will they have worked every corner? How can I sit there and say that when they made a trade and almost apologized for making it and said they dropped the 37th pick on our head, so we took it? I don't know how you could take them seriously that they are themselves addressing their rot seriously.
It's hard to be confident and say that a Leopard's going to change its stripes, where you've seen it time and time again. And I think Ken and I, we gave Michael Elias the benefit of the doubt that
yes,
first trade deadline, and then that offseason, and then the new ownership takes over, but okay, things will be different now. You can spend money, and then that didn't happen that offseason. The 2024 trade deadline, it's fool me once, fool me twice, fool me a third time. Where do I think that he is going to sell? Yes. I firmly believe guys on expiring contracts, he is going to shop. But what type of return are we going to see? And I went back and looked at every single sell side trade, so 2019 through the 2022 trade deadline, and I will grant you that some of these names on this list don't measure up with the names on this current Orioles roster that are going to be shopped, but there's not much there outside of the Jorge Lopez trade.
Yes.
Where you got Cade Povich, you got Yennier Cano. I guess it's still to be determined what they get out of Chase McDermott, which was a part of the Trey Mancini trade, but a lot of the guys who are not in the organization are not in pro ball at all. And when you still see things like what is happening with Kobe Mayo, where even from that standpoint, where you're kind of stunting the growth of a prospect, where after you saw that with Stowers, you saw it with Kerstad, and the righty-lefty situation, depending on what hand they throw the ball with, determines so much with this roster, despite not looking into reverse splits. And like those things are still happening.
Which Jackson Holliday is our leadoff hitter till 2030.
Yes.
Like stuff like that. What I mean? The over-empowering and over-hyping and over-pressuring these kids. Like the what they're doing with Basayo. Basayo's not playing right now, not because they don't think he'd be one of their nine best hitters that they could send out there every day. He's not playing right now because they wasted $18 million on O'Neal and because they want to try to get another draft pick for him because that helps us stay employed. That draft pick is going to help you win a damn thing in the next 3 years, but we want that draft pick so we can go to our billionaire and say, you don't have to spend money.
But Jason, this is who they are. We were chastising them waiting too long to bring Adley up. We were chastising them waiting too long to bring Gunner up. Like this is...
Grayson. And we were right on all of them.
Yes, they're deliberate. Like they're deliberate to a fault with their prospects. We thought that all those guys should have been up weeks before they were up.
Just think about the Mayo situation right now and what the baseball gods were telling them. We're going to take a switch hitter who you like to DH when he doesn't catch, Adley Rutschman, and we're going to take him out for 6 weeks. You're going to barely get Sanchez's bat in there at all, right? So that's a right-handed bat who could also DH. He's going to go on a two-week tear, and that's all you're going to get out of him in the entire first half. We're going to take Mountcastle and put him on the 60-day IL. We're going to put O'Neal on the IL multiple times within his first 3 months in the organization at the major league level. And they're still, and despite all of that, and despite falling as low as 18 games below 500, and despite having a 1% chance to make the playoffs on Fangraphs and their own proprietary data probably saying less than
2.9.
At its lowest, it was 1-something. Yeah. And yet, what have they done to Kobe Mayo?
They don't play him.
They stoured him. Well, all that happened, and they still couldn't let the kid play 3 days in a row.
We put up a poll. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. Every poll. Simply, do you trust Mike Elias to get this right at the trade deadline, Birdland? Over 150 votes in, 69.5%. I don't trust Elias. 30.5%. I trust Elias at the deadline.
Don't we have that other poll that closed yesterday, Bone?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Has 8 minutes left, but basically closed. Over 800 votes. So, Birdland, what is the most important thing the Orioles could do before the trade deadline at the end of the month? 56.9% sell, 34.1% fire Mike Elias, 9% still holding strong at buy.
Mm. Get some more reinforcements in here. He didn't get reinforcements in here when they were good. Well, Zach Eflin.
What value plays? I mean, okay, like you want to talk about O'Hearn, like before he decides to go to Japan for cash considerations. But I mean, in terms of things he's invested millions of dollars in, what has played out? Adam Frazier wasn't even who they wanted him to be. Odor wasn't who they wanted him to be. Like Iglesias, I mean,
he was fun.
I'll give him that. Laureano's working out great. Now turn him into, now do the right thing. Yeah. Now do the right thing with it.
Yeah, you signed him to be a fourth outfielder. He's been that and more. Charlie Morton. Now,
but I mean, look at what Charlie Morton was a big reason why the manager got fired. Yes. He's a big reason why they were 18 games below 500.
But now, as I brought up with Bordy, Ken Rosenthal's on Twitter saying that the Red Sox make sense for Charlie Morton.
Look, I expect to be utterly disappointed by them over and over and over again. If I'm wrong, great. It'd be the first time I'm wrong about these bozos in a long time.
Mm. I don't know that you call them bozos.
Don't operate like a clown show, and I won't call you a clown show.
No emotion.
Hey, John Mioli is going to join us at 4:00 to talk about the Orioles. Get his thoughts on how's he feeling as they're in the All-Star break. But we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Simple question. Do you trust Mike Elias to do the right thing at this deadline? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Time to hear from the people. It's a simple question as we're basically 2 weeks from the trade deadline. Do you trust GM Mike Elias to make the moves that need to be made as we head towards the deadline? We want to hear from the people now. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Seth in Baltimore. Seth, you're on the Fan.
How you guys doing today, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So you guys know I'm still a fan of Elias's. I think our problem is a little higher up than him. I agree with you, Jason. I think our guys got to take the reins of this and say, hey, it's my team. Go spend my money. I like this guy, that guy. I want a really good ball player on my club that we can get rid of this pitching conundrum. And I think the ownership guys are the reason why Hyder's gone. And I also think that it's not as easy to satisfy a group of billionaires and really, really good investors. So I think that's partly why they love the value ball players. I agree with you. I don't think we're writing $700 million checks or $500 million checks for these Boris guys. And I think if you look at offseason, he definitely last year was horrible. It just hurts watching Stowers. I mean, it really does. But I think they're going to move some of these guys for some form of long-term value. And I think they also drafted that way, too. I don't think all the draft picks we have are going to be Orioles in 18 to 24 months. There's a premium for some of the position players they picked. And I do think he's stacking the deck to refortify the team for next year. Whether who's the manager that's going to come in, giving them a ton of draft picks, a bunch of capital to disperse out. I think that's part of the equation, too. And I think this is our regression year. We were supposed to regress last year, but we won 100 and whatever games.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
They regressed last year.
Our year. Well, I hear you, Jason, but I think this is it. Like, it compounded. We had horrible luck. Horrible, horrible luck. But if you see some of the glimpses of success of some of the chips, excluding O'Neill, that one I just didn't get when there were so many other serviceable MLB players. But I think he knew Laureano might have. That was his backup plan. I think they thought they'd get more out of Kerstad, too. But I think Elias is actually going to be in a good position here to bring back some value. I think Sed's going to be a Dodger.
Appreciate the call.
Or maybe a Philly or whatever. We'll see. I mean, you can put it on the owner, but this guy's got unfettered power in baseball operations. Now, he shouldn't. And I've been begging them to bring, for 2 years, I've been saying, bring in a former GM, a former
consultant,
team president, and whatever, give him whatever title you want, but have some checks and balances, right? If Mike Elias is going to be the devil on the owner's shoulder, then give me an angel on the other side who sees things differently. And certainly ownership should have taken that more seriously. But let's be real. Mike Elias, while his people skills with his coaching staff and his people skills with his players have been sorely lacking, he's been around billionaires his whole life. He's an Ivy League guy. He knows how to talk to them. And he speaks this guy's language. And one thing he has done is connected with this owner to a point where the owner is parroting this guy's talking points left and right. He's doing it from the clubhouse. He's doing it on C-SPAN. He's doing it from Davos, Switzerland.
410-583-1057. Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, fellas?
Hey, bud.
Great subject, of course. I think it's important to our team to move forward from Mike Elias. I think, Jason, you said it best, my brother. I mean, we're talking about 7 years now. It's not like any of this stuff just started, right, my dudes? Like, we didn't just start this journey.
Right.
And I'm with y'all, man. It keeps adding up. That pressure is going to bust the pipe. So I'd be an absolute no on keeping Mike Elias at this point.
Appreciate the call.
I mean, it's like,
well, you got two calls, one very optimistic, one not.
They didn't, even with the Hyde thing, we talked about Hyde's being on, like, inevitable that if things didn't turn around quickly, right? At the beginning of May, I was telling you, he's not making it through the month unless things change immediately overnight. It's not like Mike Elias didn't have time to start through the whole offseason when he threw Freddy Gonzalez out and stocked it with guys he knew were even bigger yes men than what he had. Like, it's not like they went out and said, let's at least interview Derek Shelton and see if he'd be interested. All he did is exploit firing his bro.
Mm-hmm.
To have somebody with even less baseball acumen, even less comfortable in his skin, someone even less qualified for the job, who he could then push around even more than before. Oh, yeah, and not only is Hyde gone, Freddy Gonzalez, a former skipper, is gone, right? Oh, and well, maybe there might be some backlash from the trainer who's been here 40 years if some of that stuff's wrong. No, get him out of here, too. I'm going to bring in somebody. I'm going to bring in my guy. So, of course, we're going to be right. And there's not going to be anybody in the building to tell us we're not right, because anybody who might peep that, and there weren't many to begin with, Hyder and Gonzalez are gone by Memorial Day.
Jim Bowden, we played that cut earlier in the week with him on Foul Territory, saying just everyone working with him in terms of the player development, the guys aren't progressing to the way that you would want them to be. And then you get to the coaching staff, and it's just, it's all a mess.
Henry's in Bel Air. Henry, you're on the Fan.
Thank you. I've been a fan since 54.
Wow.
The good times are the bad times. Elias needs to go. He's had enough time. He's running the club again. There's nothing he can do. And if the owner wants to keep listening to him and he has his ear cuddled and whatnot, then maybe the owner ought to think about doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the call.
I'm with you 1,000%, brother.
You want to grab one more?
Sure.
Let's grab Pete in Timonium. Pete, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I caught your great inflation yesterday. I was, you know, a little surprised about the Mullins B-minus. I mean, you guys really want Mullins to be the starting center fielder in 2026?
I wanted him traded I wanted him traded before
the
now.
Question.
Yeah. No, I'm just rating what he did in the first half.
I gave him a C. So
C plus B minus.
It's too late to nobody's going to want him.
People want him.
Mullins and Mountcastle. I mean, we just have to let them go. We have to move on. They were my two favorite players 2 years ago. They got him. We just have to move on. They're blocking everything.
That's why you trade him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're going to get anything.
You'll get something from Mullins.
What did they just get for Brian Baker?
Yeah. Mountcastle is a different story.
Cedric Mullins, there are many teams that want Cedric Mullins on their playoff roster, and some of them would want him as the starting center fielder. Others just want him in their outfield. Like, say whatever you want about Cedric Mullins. He's leading this team in home runs and RBIs, and he's one off the stolen base.
It's more an indictment of the team, though.
Cedric Mullins is on pace, batting him eighth every night, limiting his plate appearances. He still has a shot at a 25-25 season.
Sure.
Go tell me how many times that's happened in the history of this team. I'll wait.
Not many.
Yeah.
Not many. He hadn't hit well for a couple months, though.
Yeah.
I would have traded, like, if he's still on this roster on August 1st, then that's malpractice.
Colton Kowser, their glory boy, who they want to sell bobbleheads off of and cow costumes off of. If they thought he was all that, why didn't they trade Cedric Mullins in the offseason and give center field to Kowser every day?
Because they don't trade anybody.
Oh.
They like the hoard.
They have no idea what they're doing.
They don't do.
They're so woefully out of their depth. It makes me want to throw up in my shoes when I wake up every morning.
Why would you throw up in your shoes?
Why would you be wearing shoes?
Slippers.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
You're not wearing shoes in your bed.
Now, especially not zero gravity mattress warehouse.
You can
especially not with the Rolls Royce of mattresses.
If you can get to your shoes, you can get to the toilet. Tempur-Pedic
Active Breeze, life changer.
Yeah. Coming up next.
You think I'm angry now. Yeah. Imagine if I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're much more angry.
Yeah.
Will you get our thoughts on the Orioles? What's John Mioli think? Covers the O's for the Banner. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.